Oh, hey, hi, how are ya? It's 6 o'clock. Andy and Mel, it's Wednesday. Don't say it.
I wasn't going to say it. I don't even think about it anymore.
Wait a minute. Where's your glasses?
They're right here. I have a headache.
Oh, okay.
So I was like messing with my eye and my glasses were in the way. It's one of those behind your eye headaches.
Well, that's good. At least you didn't get your glasses all fingerprinty.
Yeah. That's why I took them off.
Yeah. I hate it when I wake up with a headache, too. Because if you wake up with a headache, it doesn't go away.
It doesn't. Does
forever.
It pain? Yeah. I took some Tylenol, so let's cross our fingers.
Okay. Well, you're a redhead. You probably should have taken hydrocodone.
I probably should have. However, that makes me itch, so that would be bad.
Oh, that's right.
I'm allergic to that.
Bummer.
Morphine, maybe.
I'm not. By the way, if you think I'm advocating prescription drug abuse, I'm not.
No.
Because we had a story like a year and a half, 2 years ago.
It's a true story.
About, well, allegedly.
I think it is.
A study showed that redheads are resistant to pain medication.
Mm-hmm.
Have this predisposed tolerance that the regular pain medication just doesn't work. Like, because I would kind of freak out on you.
Yeah.
Whenever you would take your 6 Advil, I'm like, hey, easy on your liver.
I know, but it, like, if I would take 3, let's say.
Which is what I take, and I outweigh you by well over 100 pounds.
Doesn't do a thing.
Yeah.
So it's necessary. It's very weird.
It is very weird.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that you take and things you put in your body.
Okay.
New York officials are investigating marketing and health claims made by several energy drink makers.
Uh-oh. Which kind?
A person familiar with the inquiry, speaking on a condition of anonymity, because the investigation hasn't been made public, says New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman issued subpoenas this summer to the makers of 5-Hour Energy, AMP, and Monster Energy Drinks.
Okay, I don't drink any of those.
Neither do I.
I have done the 5-Hour Energy shot before.
We got a sample, or we got a free one at Twins game that
we
went to back in June, I think it was.
I have taken those before, but actually my favorite's Rockstar.
I'm a Red Bull guy.
Ugh.
If I'm going to have one.
I don't like the aftertaste, but...
See, I like it.
The Rockstar pink one, it's a skinnier looking one. No carbs, no sugar.
And
I love it.
Pink.
And it's pink. It's got a berry flavor. It's quite delicious.
Okay. Earlier this month, Monster Beverage Corp. disclosed in a Securities and Exchange Commission filing that an attorney general had sent it a subpoena. The firm didn't reveal which state it was, but the person familiar with the inquiry said it was New York. The person says subpoenas also were sent to PepsiCo Inc., which makes AMP, and Living Essentials, which makes 5-Hour Energy. Company officials said Schneiderman declined to comment Tuesday. I got this from the AP.
Huh.
Yeah. There are some people that would go nuts if they couldn't have their energy drinks.
I just had to switch.
Well, and it's not that they're illegal. They're not saying they're illegal. They're just investigating what they're claiming in their marketing.
Gotcha.
Because I know 5-Hour Energy has been running an ad recently with this very prim and proper woman that says, we asked 3,000 doctors if they would recommend 5-Hour Energy to their healthy patients. There's like...
Interesting wording.
Asterisk after asterisk.
Yeah.
Throughout the script of this commercial. And it was like... If they would recommend it to... I can't remember what the language is. I don't remember if it was recommend necessarily.
Why are they putting like doctor stuff in it with energy drinks?
Well, if doctors say it's okay, then it must be okay.
Gotcha.
You know? Well, there's that eye doctor that was like from Sioux Falls or whatever that does the Restasis commercials.
Oh.
That cute blonde. Haven't you ever seen those?
I don't think so.
To have seen them. She's from Sioux Falls.
Oh, okay.
Or South Dakota anyway. I'm not sure. Anyway.
Hmm.
Yeah, she turned herself into a bit of a rock star.
It's awesome.
People ask me, how do I deal with dry eye?
Oh.
I open my eyes underwater. That's what I do.
They're called eye drops.
I have issues with contacts when I'm in air conditioning very long.
Does it make them dry?
Oh, it dries my eyes out and they burn. And if I'm out in the humidity, I'm fine.
It's been so long since I've worn contacts that... Yeah. I don't know, but I don't recall having too many issues.
So you had LASIK done. Can you do it again?
I think I could.
Because it's kind of like...
It would be an enhancement.
You've grown out of the that was done like, what, 10 years ago?
Was done more than that. It would have been, because it was done in 99.
Oh, yeah. It was 13 years ago.
But it was...
You like my math there?
Yeah.
Different math. In my head, even.
Technically, I think it could be, because all that's wrong currently is just my astigmatism. And I had an enhancement done that first year had gotten the LASIK done. So they probably could do another enhancement, because I can still see fine for the most part.
See, I would never do it for two reasons. One, I'm scared to death of having lasers shot into my eyeball while
it's
I'm awake.
It's not so bad. They give you stuff.
I know.
They give you a sedative.
I know friends of mine were just talking about it this weekend, and they swear by it. It's the greatest thing ever. And I'm like, cool, never doing it.
It truly is, though, for me to not have glasses that long. It's
but
awesome.
The people who were talking about it, though, were blind as bats. I'm not that blind.
I used to be. I mean, literally, I could see less than a foot in front of my face.
Yeah, my vision has never been that bad.
And after that, it was all a blur.
I wear glasses to make things high def, not standard def, basically.
Gotcha.
And I would have massive issues reading.
I mean, my glasses are a little bit corrective on the sight part, but mostly corrective for the stigmatism.
Yeah, because if all of a sudden...
Because I can go without them and see.
If the zombie apocalypse came and I broke my glasses, I'd be fine.
Still be all right?
Yeah.
Still be able to shoot?
I wouldn't have to go searching the countryside in the hopes of finding the right prescription.
As long as you can still shoot, you can still see to shoot, then I think we're fine.
Yeah. And swing a bat.
Yes. As long as you can still
do
that.
I'm telling you. Two things I'm going to have in my bug out bag when the zombie apocalypse comes.
Gun and a bat?
My Glock and my daughter's T-ball bat.
I like it. I better get me a bat.
John Thune's gonna be a rock star tonight at the Republican National Convention. Got that and more in the news next.
The Hot Morning. Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm gonna ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. It is 6:19. We are going to top out at 100 today. Very, very warm. We've got a, what do they call it? A
heat
red
advisory?
Flag warning.
Oh.
No heat advisory. I think mainly because it's super windy.
Oh.
Because we were golfing yesterday down in Beersford, and it was not all that bad. Considering it was like 95.
It was warm.
Yeah, it was not super pleasant at all. Anyway, Mel, the internet quote of the day is...
The only thing preventing me from smashing my alarm clock this morning is the fact that it's my cell phone.
The Hot Morning Show! Hot 104.7.
Today is August 29th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not because John McCain is 76 today. Do you think he'll vote for Sarah Palin in 2016?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Mm-mm.
Lea Michele, the star of Glee.
I love her.
Is 26 today. Courtney Stodden is 18. That's the girl that's married to that dude in his 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Icky.
So gross. How old is she today? 18?
18 today. Yeah. She's finally legal.
Yay, good.
I guess she's been legal for a while. She got emancipated or whatever.
Ugh.
Rebecca De Mornay is 53 today. She is was in Risky Business, but she was so creepy in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
She's that blonde. Okay, I know.
Yeah.
She plays a creepy girl really well.
Yeah. We said yeah a lot there. Robin Leach from Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous is 71.
He's that old?
That guy was a punchline throughout the 80s.
I didn't even know he was still alive.
Yeah. Elliot Gould is 74 today. He's Ross and Monica's dad on Friends.
Mm.
Used to be all up in the business of Barbara Streisand, if you know what I mean. let's see here. 1896. Also not the greatest day I've ever known because... Chop suey was made for the first time by the chef of Li Hang Chung, China's ambassador to the United States.
Yay!
1977. This is so icky. Three people were arrested in Memphis, Tennessee after trying to steal Elvis's body.
Weirdos!
As a result of the incident, the king's body was moved to Graceland. 1987.
Wow.
An American liquor company reported a 200% increase in sales... Yeah, 200% increase in sales of their cocktail mix thanks to the Beastie Boys and their song. I didn't have it queued to the front. Brass Monkey. Anyway, sorry.
Brass Monkey.
I thought it started right away. I was wrong. That took way too long. 1987, Los Lobos remake of Richie Valens' La 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 Bamba hit number one on the pop singles chart.
Nice.
Good movie, too.
I love that song.
This day in 2005, Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast of Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama, killing at least 1,800 people and flooding New Orleans after the levees broke. Saw in the news that they have really strengthened the levees around New Orleans.
Good.
And, like, nobody's really afraid after seeing the new levees. Oh, and also on this day in 2008, John McCain, not only was it his birthday that day, he guaranteed himself a loss by selecting Sarah Palin as his running mate. Mostly just because, I'm not saying I have an opinion on her, I'm just saying you either love her or hate her.
I kind of like her.
She's awful polarizing.
No, I'm kind of on the fence with her.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known, because today would have been the 54th birthday of a music legend, an icon, and a real one. Stop it, music. Drink. How can I mess with Billie Jean like that?
Why'd you pick this song?
Because this is the best Michael Jackson song ever.
No, it's not.
We had this debate.
I disagree with you.
I am not wrong. Notice I didn't say I'm right?
Yeah, because you're not right.
I'm not wrong either.
It's a heavy debate. Why can't you play my favorite one?
What's your favorite one?
Beat It.
Yeah. Honestly, I like Fall Out Boy's version better.
It's so hard to pick up.
You're ruining it.
Really?
Best Michael Jackson
no,
song
it's
ever.
Not.
Without question.
Can we please play a little bit of Beat It, please?
Okay.
Since it is Michael Jackson's birthday.
Okay. I'll play a little.
That's what? Come on!
Yeah.
That's not his version.
No, he it's not. This is the better version of Beat It. Yeah! I'm sorry, the first time I ever heard Fall Out Boy's version of that, I got chills, and I was like, this is awesome!
This is the song we should play to, like, get ourselves going in the morning.
You know, it's John Mayer playing the guitar solo on this one.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, Michael Jackson, even though that's not Michael Jackson's version, I really like that version. Michael Jackson would have been 54 today, and that's why today, August 29th, is... Dirt!
There may be a naked video, Prince Harry. That's coming up in the dirt.
Hot 104.7. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 640. We're going to top out at 100 today. 64 right now.
That's great news.
It is great news. Anyway. Yeah, so let's see. We have got, no, that's tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow is, I haven't reminded you yet. Never mind. I'll tell you later. 10-4. That'll be an off-air thing.
Okay.
Okay. So, here's one of those cases where a zero tolerance policy and political? Drink!
Political.
All right. Well, I'm back in the lead for the week.
Because you have two already this morning.
Yeah, that would be two.
Yes. So it's 5-3.
5-3.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those cases where zero tolerance policies and political...
Political.
I'm pulling a Mel. Political correctness makes people do really stupid stuff.
Like say political wrong.
Like political. I can't even say it wrong on purpose. 3-year-old Hunter Spanier of Grand Island, Nebraska is deaf. And his preschool has banned him from using sign language to use the sign for his name.
What?
Because they say it looks too much like a gun.
Oh my goodness. What's his name?
Hunter. I already said that.
Oh yeah. Okay, sorry.
Drink.
No, I was still thinking about the political thing. I missed the name. So the sign for Hunter is like a shooting a gun?
The sign language he uses is called signing exact English.
Okay.
Where hand signals are made to mimic words.
Okay.
And the official sign for Hunter is an extended forefinger, and it does kind of look like a finger gun.
Okay.
But still, he's a deaf 3-year-old kid.
And he's saying his name.
In sign language.
He speaks in sign language. I mean, that's like...
When he makes a gun signal, he's signing his name. He's not threatening to shoot up his preschool. And remember, he's three.
He's three.
The preschool says they have a strict zero tolerance policy for, quote, any instrument that looks like a weapon. But they're working with parents on a compromise.
I would hope so.
I love how literal and politically correct our schools are.
That's just stupid.
I know. You know, there's such a emphasis in our country on teaching the kids the math and the science and the reading skills, and they're not teaching common sense. They're not.
Mm-mm.
Now, there's other kids, you know, the what was it, the fish oil pills?
Yes.
At the school here in town?
Yes.
Okay. I kind of get it. You
but
know.
But still, it's fish oil pills.
I know. But a 3-year-old who is deaf and is signing his name is the scourge of the preschool. Because his sign for his name is similar to a gun.
Don't they have better things to do?
Like no.
Teach our youth?
No. No. I think school administrators, they look for crap to do. That's their problem, is they have to look for crap to do to justify their salary. So they decide, oh, we can't have a 3-year-old in a preschool signing their name and it looks like a gun.
I don't think they need to look for crap to do. They should just do what they're supposed to do, and that's teach our children. Not worry about their sign languaging their name.
Yeah. So would they not let a kid say his name if his first name was Gunner?
Yeah. You can't say your name?
You're going to have to change your name if you're going to come to our school because your first name is Gunner.
What if they say, hey, you're the bomb? Is that illegal?
Probably, yes. That's a 3-day in-school suspension. For a 3-year-old. Who's deaf. Anyway. I've got a really fun story about a gal who... she joined the manhunt for a missing person.
Okay.
Turns out it was her.
What?
I got that next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 653 up to 100 today, 64 right now. We were just talking about the kid in Grand Island, Nebraska, who's a 3-year-old preschooler who's deaf, and he signs his name, and the sign for his name, Hunter, kind of looks like a gun, so his preschool freaked out about it. That is zero tolerance policy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Sandy's on the phone. How are you, Sandy?
Not bad. I wanted to make a comment on the fact that you were talking about the 3-year-old in preschool who they're having issues with how he's signing his name.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what kind of weird school he goes to that they have to make such a big deal about it. I have a daughter named Pistol. And I've never had issues with them besides the fact that they can't pronounce her name.
She hasn't been barred from going to school because her first name is Pistol?
Or saying her name?
Right. Nope. Everybody swears that she says Crystal at first, but she'll sit there and spell it out for him and everything, but it's not spelt like the gun either.
I think she should start using the hand gesture with it when she says it.
She's only in second grade, but, you know, maybe later on in life I could see her doing it.
Yeah, I'm surprised they let you, I'm surprised they didn't make you change her name before she enrolled in school.
So stupid.
I know. Oh, that is interesting. Thank you.
I have a kid and name him the Bomb.
Yeah. Please don't.
No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks for the call, Sandy.
Yep.
Bye-bye. I've got a story here. It sounds like a missing persons case where everyone ends up happy. They found the person they were looking for, and she's not dead in a ditch somewhere. At the same time, everybody's really mad at how it went down.
Okay.
Last weekend in Iceland, a woman was on a tour bus. She got off at a volcanic canyon called it's Iceland. I can't say it. Elgja. Okay. No, anyway, the bus driver waited for an hour. She never came back. He eventually went on without her, but reported her missing. That launched a police manhunt for an Asian woman, 5'2", between 20 and 30, who spoke solid English and was wearing dark clothing. There is a twist. That woman wasn't missing. She just changed out of her dark clothes before she got back on the bus.
Oh.
And when she heard about the missing woman, she joined in the manhunt, not realizing it was for her. They searched all day Saturday. 50 rescue workers searched for her until 3 a.m. on Sunday, when she finally realized everyone was looking for her.
Oh, my goodness.
She told the police. They called off the search.
Why wouldn't they do, like, a head count?
Well, yeah. Usually, it's weird that the bus driver would remember what everybody looked like, but not count the number of people on the bus.
Yeah. Maybe they do things different in Iceland.
Maybe they do.
I don't know.
Maybe they use sign language where the name Hunter doesn't look like a gun.
Maybe.
It looks like a bow and arrow instead.
Hot 104.7.com.